Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Beis, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sora Aliza. So yesterday, or Shabbos, we began the 10th Perek in Masechtas Chulin, Perek Hazroya VeHalichoyayim. And the Pasuk really centers around one Pasuk in Parshas Shoftim. Perek Yudches, Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, V'ze yiyeh mishpat ha-koyanim me'eisa'om, me'eizoivchei ha-zevach imshar imseh. If somebody, a member of the Am, of the nation, is going to shecht an animal, the Mishnah says, dafgo chulin, whether it's a shar or whether it's a seh, the nosam lakoyin, he has to give matnas kohuna from the shar or seh. What does he give? Hazroya, the foreleg, v'alichayayim, the jaw, v'hakeva, and that's the abomasum. On that note, the Gemara begins with a classic chiddush. Ula havi Yosef matanta likahanta. Ula would give matnus kohuna, he would give the zroya, the lechayayim, and the keva, but rather than give it to a koyin, he would give it to a bas koyin who was married, says Rashi, to a Yisrael. Ula held that when the Torah says v'nosam lakoyin, koyin is lav dafka, you can give it to a koyhenes as well. You can give it to someone that's the son of a koyin, who himself's a koyin, or you can give it to someone that's the daughter of a koyin, who's only a bas koyin. Ula took this chiddush one step further and said that even if this bas koyin is now married to a Yisrael, even then you can give it to her. Why is that a bigger chiddush? Because we know the halach is that a bas koyin is allowed to eat truma. But a bas koyin that marries a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, because her nesuin to a Yisrael to a degree is mitzi her from the bias of her father. And as a result, she's not treated as a bas koyin anymore as it relates to ilchas truma. Stating that ula held she's still a koyhenes. So when the Torah says v'nasal koyin, it means even a koyhenes. Thus, he would give it to even a bas koyin that was married to a Yisrael. Esevei Rava Ula. So Rava asked Ula Kasha. In other words, what Ula is saying is that when it says in the Torah, V'nosan la'koyin hazroya v'aluchayayim v'akeva, koyin is lav dafka, but rather koyhenes is included in the word koyin. As Kasha was, minchas koyhenes necheles, minchas koyin ein necheles. One of the basic halachas in Masechtas Menachos, Menachos 101, is that when a koyin brought a carbon mincha, it says in the Torah that it was not allowed to be eaten. Stating that, the Braisa says, that's only the minchas of a koyein, not the mincha of a koyhenes. Now, if you're going to tell me that, where if it says the word koyein, it means koyhenes as well. The Torah says, v'chol minchas koyein kol altiyeh loisei yochel. So if koyein means even koyhenes, why is it that the minchas koyhenes is necheles? L'chura, it should be included in the loisase of the Torah of a chol minchas koyein kol tia loisei yochel. Amale. So Ula told Rava, Rebbe, mitunach, from that pasuk that you're trying to prove that the word koyein means only koyein and not koyhenes, from that pasuk itself, or from that parsha, from that context, is the answer to your question. Because if you look at the general context in that pasuk, it says, v'zois toiras ha-mincha, and being that Aharon uvanu k'suv in the parasha, it's for that reason we say that it has to be a koyin v'lo koyhenes. Meaning, if the Torah says the word koyin stam, then koyin can meet even a koyhenes. And that's why Ula has held that in parasha shoiftim, by the mitzvah of the Zroi l'chaim and the koyev, and also a koyin meets even a koyhenes. Why by minchas koyin doesn't mean dafke koyin and loy koyhenes? Because there it says Aharon uvanu. It's not because it says koyin. It's because it says Aharon uvanu. Devei Rabbi Shmuel ta'an. Rabbi Shmuel argued with Ula, and they held that wherever it says in the Torah, it means the word koyein, it means v'loy koyenes. So that as it relates to this roya, the lochayayim, and the keva, you can't give it to a bas koyein who's married to a Yisrael, because you have to give it really to a koyein. How do I know that? From the pasuk of minchas koyein. Aye, by minchas koyin, it says aharon uvanov. True, but the yomayt sasum min hamefayrash. Once I see over there, the Torah says minchas koyin, and there the Torah clarified it means aharon uvanov. So now that's a binyanah for everywhere else in the Torah where it says the word koyin, it means koyin v'loy koyhenes. Tver belezman Yaakov tana koyin v'afilu koyhenes. In the yeshiva belezman Yaakov, they used to learn like Ula that you can give the zroy l'chayayim and the keva even to a bas koyin that's married to a Yisrael. Now, Ula said, what's the reason for it? Because even though it says in the Torah, "Ven asal la'koyin," koyin means even koyenis. The very Rebbe Lezer Yaakov held not that way. They held that wherever it says koyin, it means veloy koyenis. Because they held, like the very Rabbi Shmuel, that we learn from Minchas Koyen, where there the Torah says Minchas Koyen, and it means Dafka B'nei Aharon Uvanim, like the Torah clarifies, thus for you might sasam and amafarish. So if that's the case, so why is it with regards to this Roy L'chaim in the Kevah, you could give it to a Koyenis? Because Havi Miyotach HaMiyot, Ve Miyotach HaMiyot Al Rabbis. Because in Parsha Shoiftim, the Torah doesn't just say that you should give this Roy L'chaim in Kevah to the Koyen once. It says it twice. It says, V'zeh Yiyah Mishpat HaKoyanim. That's one. Me'eso Om, Me'eso Ivchei HaZevach, and Shoyrim say, V'nasan L'Koyen, Sim Tzveitimo. Being that it says it twice, thus a miyatach hamiyat el rabbi. So at the end of the day, there seems to be a machloikus in the Gemara whether you can give this royal lechayayim in the keva to a bas koyin that's married to a Yisrael or not. Ula, and in the yeshiva of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, they held koyin v'afilu koyenes. You can give it even to a bas koyin. The Rabbi Yishmol, in the yeshiva Rabbi Yishmol, they held you can only give it to a koyin, you can't give it to a bas koyin. But as it relates to Ula and the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, both of whom held that you could give it to a bas koyin, it was velav mitamayim. This is going to be important when we speak out some raid later in the daf. They came from different angles. Ula said that you know why you're allowed to give it to a bas koyin, because it says v'nasan l'koyin. And wherever it says in the Torah koyin, it means even koyenes. Either places where it says koyin, it doesn't mean koyenes. That's because over there it says Aharon, Uvanov. The Torah would have to clarify otherwise. But if it says the word Koyen Stam, Stam Koyen means even Koyenest. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov held not that way. In his yeshiva they learned that really Koyen always means Koyen. And Koyen means Veloy Koyenest. The reason you can give the Zroya L'Choyayim and the Keva even to a Bas Koyen is because in this pasuk the Torah didn't just say the word Koyen once. It said it twice. It's a double negative then, which is a positive. And miyotach hamiyot el rabbis v'zeh yeh mishpat hakoyan in one v'nosan l'koyim azroi l'chayim v'akeva two, to teach me that you have to give it to a koyim, that you can give it even to a bas koyim. Zok t'gemor, Rav Kahana achal bishvil ishtoy. Rav Kahana was married to a bas koyim and he himself used to eat from the zroi l'choyayim in the keva. Had Rav Kahana eat from the zroi l'chayim in the keva? It sounds like people would give it to Rav Kahana. How do you give it to him? The Torah says v'nasan l'koyin. Torah says because Rav Kahana held like Ula. He held like they held in the yeshiva of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that you're allowed to give this royal l'chayayim in the cave even to a bas koyin, and even if she's married to a Yisrael. Rav Papa achal b'shvil ishtay. Rav Yemar achal b'shvil ishtay. Rav Yidi Barabin achal b'shvil ishtay. Amar Rabino. Rabino said Amar l'mareima. I heard from Mareima. Hilchos akavosei the Rav. That loch is like Rav. That was yesterday's daf. That a Levi does not have to give this royal l'chayayim in the cave because we have a suffix. Whether the Levi is called Am, and the Torah says, V'zeh yeh mishpat ha-koyan and me'eso Am, being that it's a Sufik mamoin, ha-moitze mechaveri all of a right. The Hilchas ha-gavosid Rav Chizda, the Hilchas ha-gav Chizda, that's Shabbos is daf. Rav Chizda said, ha-mazik matnois kuhuna, oisha achlam potter. Iba yusei makra, iba yusei masvara, what was the svara? Havalei mamon she'en loy, toivim. The Hilchas ha-gavosid ula, and the Hilchas ha-gula, that's the first line of today's daf, Ula Havayov Matnosa Likahanto. And finally, the Hilchas HaKavase, the Rav Ado Barahava, that we didn't have yet, Leviya Shayolda, a Bas Levi that has a child, B'na Pata Mecham Yishla, doesn't have to do Pinyan Aben, which is the halacha, but that's a conversation for another day. We're soon learning Masechtas Becheiris. That's not for right now. Either way, the Gemara brings a Brisa, which is going to bring us back to some of the difficult sugyas that we learned earlier in the Masechta, in Perek Oisev Espenoi, but the Gemara is going to mention it fleetingly, so we'll do the same thing. Tanu Rabbanon, Hazroya b'lochayayim v'akevo, noyhagim b'kalayim u'bikvi, or u'bikai. Either way, Hazroya l'chayayim in the cave is noyhagim b'kalayim u'bikvi. Rabbi Lezer says, kalayim abomin ezim enorochel chayev. If you have this breed, this hybrid that came from a ez and a rochel, a goat and a sheep, chayev. B'matanois. B'kvi, however, that's the Marshal's Girsa, Potem and Amatanois, they're going to be Potem and Amatanois. So two things. First of all, the Torah says very clearly that when do you have to give Bizroya of the Chayayim in the Keva? Im Shoyr Imsa. So from there we learn that the only time you have a Chi of Zroya of the Chayayim in Keva is by a Behema, not by a Chaya. So even though Behema and Chaya sometimes are used interchangeably, and from a 20,000 foot view, they're sort of similar, both important members of the animal kingdom. But when it comes to halacha, there's some very important halachas that are knowing the behema, v'loy b'chaya, b'chaya, v'loy behema. There's an isser chelev by a behema. There's no isser chelev by a chaya. There's a mitzvah kisui adam by a chaya. There's no mitzvah kisui adam when it comes to a behema. As it relates to the isser dam is knowing both by a behema and by a chaya. The mitzvah
of Zroya Lichayim and Keva, being that the Torah says in Shoyrim Seh, is only Noyeg by Behema, it's not Noyeg by Chaya. Thus, the Tanan discussed what would be if you have this hybrid, an animal that was born from a mixed breed, Kalayim, or Kvi, which comes from a mix of a behema and a chaya. Would there be a chiyav zroya l'chayayim akeva or not? That's this brisis again. Hazroya v'aluchayayim v'akeva nehagim b'kli, b'kalayim u'b'kvi. Tanakama, the chachamim hold, that you have the mitzvah both by kalayim and b'kvi. Rebbe Lezer says, kalayim abominezim and arach l'chayim. If both parents of the animal are behemoths, that's the significance of kalayim abominezim and arach l'chayim, then you're going to be chayim atonas. Why? Because being that both parents are behemoths, some amon of shach, this animal is a behemoth, even though it's kalayim, but at the end of the day it's a behemoth, and being that it's a behemoth, you're going to have a chiyav, zroi l'chaim and keva. Maybe the fact that it's kalayim should somehow exempt it from zroi l'chaim and keva, mechatesi. Kalayim involves Isser, there's nothing to talk about. Kalayim is not allowed to be put on the Mizbeach. There's a concept of Kalayim when it comes to certain mitzvahs, like an Estrig Hamorkiv. But as it relates to this halacha, the Tanaim held, there's no reason that because this animal is Kalayim, that in and of itself should be a reason that there should be no Zroya L'chaim and Kev. Stating that, if it's a Kvi, Potem and Amatonis, if one of the parents is a Chaya, the Rebbe Eliezer argues with the Chachamim, and he says you're going to be Potem from Zroya L'chaim and the Kev. Now, what's the beer in the Machloikis? So the truth is we could have a whole block of Gemara right now to discuss it. And in fact, the Gemara already discussed it in very, very great detail. The Gemara touched on some very difficult sugyas. Choshishin L'zera Ha'av when it comes to a Behema, or in Choshishin L'zera Ha'av. Seva What the Gemara here is going to do is the Gemara is going to tell us the maskana of what the Gemara came out when it went through this earlier, more than 50 dafin ago on Daf Pei. Says the Gemara, Mech, time alone, we already established earlier that this machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, which relates to the halachas of Kisui Adam and Matonois, we're not learning the halachas of Kisui Adam. So we'll focus on the Matonois part of this brisa. So this machlokes Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim, whether kvi is chayv in these matonos or not chayv in matonos, is dafka b'tzvi abalat yosho. It's where there was a tzvi chaya male that was balat yosho behema female, meaning the mother of this animal was a behema, the father was a chaya. Ubein the Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbanim is after lichosh on the zera avi in chosh, and both Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim who argued whether there's a chiv matonos of Zeroy L'chaim and Keva by Kfi or not, agree that it's a suffix whether we're Chayah Shel Zerav or we're not Chayah Shel Zerav. Does the Behema have Yichus Mitzad or Av or not? That is a sugya that had a lot of implications when we learned Perek Oisev Ezbenoy. But they both agree that it's a suffix. Okay, what then was the Machloikis? U'beseva afilu mixa ha'sekomifugi. The Machloikis is whether when the Torah says im shoyr im seh v'nasam makoyim azroy v'chalayim v'akeva, does that mean you have to be a full fledged seh, or could you be even a mixed seh? Marsov seh v'afil mixed seh. The Chachamim hold even a mixed seh. That's why the Chachamim hold that a kfi is going to be chayiv in the zroy l'chaim and the keva. Why? Because at the very least, being that the mother of this animal is a behema, so this kvi is for sure a mixed seh. Once the kfi is a mixed seh, that's enough to be chayiv in zroy l'chaim and keva. Is it a full-fledged set? It depends on whether choshishin lezerav or ein choshishin lezerav. If ein choshishin lezerav, then it's a full-fledged set. If choshishin lezerav, then you do have to reckon with the fact that this behemoth's father is a chaya, and as a result, it's not going to be. But as it relates to a chiyav zroi l'chayayim in the keva, there's nothing to talk about. That's why the chachamim say you have a chiyav matanos even by a kvi. Umarsav rabbi liyazol sev afilu mixa sev lo yamrinu. You don't say sev afilu mixa sev. You have to be a full-fledged set. And being that we have a whether this animal is a full-fledged seh, because on the tzad that choshish and lezera av, you do have to look at the yichus mitzad av. The father's a chaya. It comes out that it's a miktzah seh and miktzah tzvi. It's for that reason the halacha is you can't be mechayev the animal. You can't be mechayev the halacha is of Zroi L'chaim and Keva. In other words, the machloik is from Rebbe Elazar and Chachamim. Whether you say that a kfi is chayev in Zroi L'chaim and Keva or not, is talking about by a kvi is where the father was the chaya, the mother was an animal, and it's dafka over there that the chachamim say you're chaya because memanav shach. Whether you chayish lezerav, you loy chayish lezerav, I have a set. The Torah says in Shorim 7, us on the coin, I have a set. I may be chayish lezerav, so all I have is a mixa set. Seva filo mixa set, I'm rina. It's dafka according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds seva filu miksa sel lo yamrina, and so it comes that it's a suffix whether I have a full-fledged seh or not, on the tzad that in choshen lezera av, I have a full-fledged seh. On the tzad, the choshen lezerav, I have a chatzi seh and I have a chatzi tzvi. It's according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a sophic, thus you're not going to be chay. But the Gemara asks a kasha. Bishlam, Rabbi Eliezer, the pata. Bishlam, Rabbi Eliezer, the pata. I understand. Kasava, seva, v'loi, mikta, seh. As a result, you have a sophic. There's no way you're going to be mechayev this person in the matan. It's el, Rabbanim, are going through Rabbanim. Nay, namad, kasava, seva, v'loi, mikta, seh. Even if they all seva, v'loi, mikta, seh. Pal gulish goil. He should only be chayev to give half. Idach pal gul emily. I see rayo. Dein choshen lezerav, ush goil. It sounds like the Chachamim, that when you have a kli, you have to give the whole thing. Why do you have to give the whole thing? L'chayri, you should only have to give half. Because, really, you only know for sure that you have a miktzaseh. On the other miktzaseh, on the tzad echoshen lezero av, it's really a chayo. So you have a suffix on the other half. Meaning that you have a suffix on the other half, say a moitze mechaver olava raya on half. So be mechayev him for half, because sev afilu mixas amrinon. But mixas by definition means you should only be chayev in mixas. So why do the chachamim say that kvi is chayev in zroi l'chayev in keva? Bishlami kalayim is chayev in zroi l'chayev in keva 100%, because manav shachat's a behemo. But by a kvi, on the tzad, that choshen lezerav, all you have is a miktaseh. So I understand the mon of shachi chayev and miktaseh. That part the Gemara understands. That's beautiful. That was the maskana and dafpeh. But here the Gemara is asking a different kasha. Why are you chayev on the other half? Why don't you say on the other half it's a suffix? What's the suffix? Choshen lezerav, in choshen lezerav, it's a suffix in din. And say a moitzim echavei, all of a rai. Just like Rav Paskin, and the Gemara said, hilchakis lekavase the Rav, that a Levi doesn't have to get manas kuhuna. Why? Because we're not sure if he's chayev. We're not sure if he's ikriyam or lo ikriyam. Thus, hamoitzim echavei olav araya. As it relates to the half of the kvi, according to the chachamim, you should be chayev either. So half you should be chayev, and half you shouldn't be chayev. So what's the kasha in short? The kasha is the chachamim said that a kvi is chayev and matnas kohuna. It sounds like you have to give 100% of the matanos. The Gemara's kasha is, you should only have to give half. Omer avhuna, barchia, my chayev nami, deka omer chayev b'chatzi matanos. You could say a simple answer. And chanami, the chachamim said chayev, it didn't mean you have to give 100%. What it means is, all you have to do is give half. Masa reb zeir, kvi, yesh boi drachim, shavon lebehem, yesh boi drachim, shavon lechayev, yesh boi drachim, shavon lechayev, lebehem. So the kvi is this mixed breed between a chayev and a behemo. And as a result, sometimes you find in halacha, we treat it like a chayev, sometimes like a behemo, sometimes as well. Ketzat, chel boi, also chel behemo. We treat its chayev like the chayev of a behemo. Chayev of a behemo is aser, the chayev of a kvi is aser. V'domei chayev lechasev, kedam a chayev. We treat its dam with regards to the mitzvah of kisui adam like the dam of a chayev. Drachin, Shavin lebehema ulachaya. How is it shavu to a behema lachaya? She dama v'gidei asura. The dam of a kvi is asur, like the dam of a behema and the dam of a chaya. The gid hanosha is chayev, just like the gid hanosha of a behema and the gid hanosha of a chaya is chayev. The chayev bezroya v'lachayim of a kev. What about with regards to the matanos? So that's already a machloek. So Tanakama says he chayev. Rabbi Eliezer poita. Rabbi Eliezer says he poita. What's the kasha vim iso? If it's true that according to the chachamim you only chayev in chatzi, kusan. The other half, there's a suffix, thus a moitzim echabel of a raya, chayim, v'chatzim matonis b'vayulay. So shouldn't the price have said that according to the chachamim, you chayim by kvi, but you chayim in chatzim? So the Gemara says, I hear, I did the toni chelbay v'domoy, d'loy motzi, misni chatzim chatzim. Being that we mentioned the fact that the chelav is aser and the dam is aser, and over there, it's not chatzim of the chelav, chatzim of the dam is aser. There 100% of the chelav is aser, 100% of the dam is aser, b'shamachi, like a toni, chatzim. So to be consistent, the price has said, or didn't say the word chatzi, despite the fact that in truth it could have said the word chatzi, and by not saying chatzi, it is a little bit misleading. He also Ravin Am Rab Yoichanan Kfi the Rabbanon Chayiv Bekul Matanos. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he reported that Rab Yoichanan said that according to the Rabbanon, a kfi is chayiv in all the matanos, not in chatzi, in all the matanos. Ah, how does it shtim with everything that we just said? The way we broke down the kfi. Really, all you know for sure is that it's a miktas behema. On the other miktas, being that mesafgulu whether choshen lezerav ain't choshen lezerav, it's a sofik if it's a behemana or a chayo. On the tzad that it's a chayo, you're not chayiv in the matanos. So it comes out you have a sofik if you chayiv on half the matanos. Why do you say a mitzvah mechavei all of a raya? The answer is a brayso. So the tanya shor matam loy mar im shor. It says in the Torah with regards to the zroel chayiv and kep zayim mishpat akoyin meisam meizoyfchei hazavach im shor. Im seh. Why did the Torah say im? Says the Gemara, the word im is l'rabbi sasakalayim. Sema Talmud loy ma'im se. It could have said se. Why did it say im se? L'rabbi sasakvi. The point is that being that it's learned from a pasuk, so the pasuk, the word im teaches me that you're not only chayiv in chatzi, you're chayiv in everything. If the way we know that a kfi is chayiv is by doing back of the envelope arithmetic and saying, well, I know what a kfi is because I learned perikos of esbenoi, chatzi behema, chatzi chayiv, remember the mule and the hini and all those sugyas. So if that's how you're coming to it, you're right. You can't be mechayiv more than half. Because at the end of the day, you'll be stuck with a suffix on chatzi. You'll say, I'm meitzi mechaveri over raya. You can't be chayiv more than half. But Rovin came back and he said a novelty in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that I have a pasuk to be married with the kvi. Or once I have a pasuk to be married with the kvi, that's already a game changer. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, hi im lomali. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that a kvi is potter, now that we're telling me that the kvi is nisraba from the word im, so what's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with the word im? It's coming to teach me. You know why the Torah said im shar im se? Because had the Torah said me'ezoiv chayazev ach shar se, I would have thought you have to shech the shar and the se in order to be chayev in zroi l'chayim and keva. You need a shar and a se to trigger the obligation, but one or the other maybe not. Rabbanu l'chalik menolu had the Rabbanu no l'chalik nafkalu me'ezoiv chayazev ach is a lashon yachid. Rabbi Eliezer hay me'ezoiv chayazev ach my overly was Rabbi Eliezer do with the word zoiv chayazev ach me'boyle l'kidirava ta. Which is a segue to the next Mishnah, because really it's learned from the next Mishnah. What's the halacha? Just to at least touch the words. And that is, we mentioned this briefly yesterday, that if Reuven shechts an animal on behalf of Shimon, so even though it's Shimon's animal, but Reuven, the Shoichet, is the one that has the Chiev, Zroi L'Chayayim and Keva. So the Kohen can go over to the Shoichet and say, Rabbi, you're a Shoichet, I want you to give me the Zroi L'Chayim and the Keva. You say, I'm a Shoichet, but I work for somebody else. I get paid by the hour. What do you want from me? Doesn't matter. The halacha is that the Shoichet is the one that's responsible. Now, the Shoichet goes to the owner and works it out. But the point is, Hadin im HaTabach. You can go now to the Tabach and try to get what's yours. That's learned out from the emphasis of Zoivche HaZevach, that the person that you're supposed to be going to, the one that's on the hook, that has the obligation to make sure that the Kohen is getting what's coming to him, is the actual Shaykh. Either way, on that note, Sokta Mishnah. So the first Mishnah in the Perek said that Zroi L'Chayayim and Keva is Noyeg B'chulin Avaloi B'Mukdashim. If that's the case, if you have an animal that's a Bechor, it has Kedushas Bechor, the halach is, it's not going to be Chayiv in the Matonis. What happens if there were 100 animals that got mixed up? One of them is a Bechor. So that one that's a Bechor is Potter from the Zroi L'Chayayim and the Keva. The other 99 are Chayiv. So how do you treat this Taruves Yavish be Yavish now? So the Mishnah depends. B'chor Nesarev b'meya, a b'chor that was Nesarev with 100 animals, 99 of which are not b'chorim, b'zman shemeya sheikhtin es kulon, poitun es kulon. If the 100 animals belong to 100 different people, each one's going to be potter. Each one has a gerech to say that the one that I'm shechting is the b'chor, thus he can tell the Kohen, I'm not giving you the Zroi L'Chaim in the Keva. Echad sheikhtin es kulon. If one of them owns all 100, then the halach is poitun l'yechad. One of them is going to be potter, but he's going to have to give the Zroi L'Chaim the Keva of the 99, because 99 of them are really chulim. Another halacha. Hashoichel l'koyin levi kachomin. If somebody shechts an animal on behalf of a Kohen or a non-Jew, we saw this yesterday, potem en amatonis. And the reason is, because being that a Kohen is loy ikriyam, and a Goy, of course, doesn't have to give Zroi L'Chaim and Keva, therefore, even though the one shechting is someone that's obligated in Zroi L'Chaim and Keva, and even though we just spoke out Hadinim HaTabach, so really the one that has the obligation to shtel tzu the Zroi L'Chaim and the Keva is always the Shaykh. But being that he's shechting a person's animal that himself is not chayiv in Zroi L'Chaim and Keva, thus the Shaykh will be potter as well. A third halacha. Hamishtatef imahem. If somebody's a partner with a Kohen. So we're going to see in the Gemara is going to discuss this in detail, that if you have a Kohen and a Yisrael, they're shutfim together, so the halach is the shutfis of the Kohen exempts this animal completely, 100%, from a chiyuv matnas guna. Stating that, there could be a marasayan issue, because you're going to have a Yid who's a Yisrael, nobody knows he has a silent partner who's a Kohen, and he's not going to give the Zroi L'Chaim and Keva. So he has to make some hecker so that people don't think that he's violating this pasuk in the Torah. What happens if somebody buys an animal from a Kohen? The animal is the meicher. He buys it from the animal he buys it from the Kohen, and the Kohen tells him that I'm selling the animal to you, but I'm not selling the matonis to you. So then he's potter from the matonis. He doesn't own it. if the Kohen left it back for himself, then naturally he's going to be potem and amatonis. Omar, if someone says, if somebody walks into a meicher, we saw this yesterday as well, and he says, sell to me the intestines of a parv. And there were matonis inside. The halach is, he has to give the zroi l'chaim to the Kohen, and he can't go back to the meicher and say, I want you to make me whole. You know, I bought intestines from you, I bought b'nei me'ayim, and then there was the keva, and I had to give the keva to the Kohen. So can you make me whole for that which I had to give to the Kohen? So he's going to say, what do you mean? You're a Jew, and you understand that it says in the Torah, you knew this walking in. So when you paid what you paid for what you got, it was understood that you weren't going to get 100% of it. As a result, I don't owe you anything. If, however, he came to me and he said, well, he sent me a pound of B'nai Me'ayim, if he says, sell me all the B'nai Me'ayim, so included in that is the Keva. Thus, he can't come to with a taina later. But if he just said, will you weigh for me X of the B'nai Me'ayim, so then I could say that I didn't expect you to give me that which I was going to have to give to the Kohen. And so that reason, the halacha is, he can force the Meicher afterwards to make him whole. The first halacha of the Mishnah was that if a Bechar, an animal Bechar, was Nisariv with other animals that are not Bechairais, if all the animals belong to different people, each person is Potter from the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva. Sounds like a Chiddush, but that's the halacha. Incidentally, what's Pashup Shah? Pashup Shad is because on each person there's a suffix. Ah, you'll tell me, call the parish Meruba parish, go bas a roif. Each person, roif, should say his animal is chulin. It's not a bechar. The teretz is, machlik is Rabin Shmuel, we paskin like Shmuel ein holchim v'mamanach ha-roif. So it's a combination of suffix mamon, hamoitze mechaveri olava raya, and ein holchim v'mamon. But either way, so the halacha is that each person can say, it's only a suffix, right? Right doesn't work, can I get muchsik? That's Bava Metzia 101. As a result, I'm not obligated to give you anything. But the Gemara asks a great kasha. The Kohen comes over to the Yisrael, and he says, Rabid, you have an animal, I'm entitled to the Zroya, the L'chayayim, and the Keva, and I want it. Tell, the person's going to say, listen, I don't know for sure that this is chulin, it might be a bechar. And being that it might be a bechar is hekdesh, I don't have to give you the Zroya L'chaim in the Keva. Aha. What's the halacha by a bechar? You have to give the whole animal to a Kohen. So, Frank the Gemara, Yavayal of Kohen, Mishneit Stadim. That's the Gemara's way of saying, Maman of Shach. L'chayra, if it's Chulin, then he has to give him the Zroi L'chayim and the Keva. And if it's Gotchim, he has to give him the whole animal. So, how is this Taina that it's a Bechar, a Koyach HaTaina, to say that you don't have to give the Zroi L'chayim and the Keva? V'leimel Ibechar, who Kuludidihu. V'la Bechar, Habi Matanasi, Amravoyeshe, Bevali, Dei Kohen, Machli, Sovamu. You have to make a whole Ekimta in the Mishnah. The case is where the Kohen already got this Bechar. Meaning this Bechar that was Nesariv with the other animals was a Bechar that was given to a Kohen, and then the Kohen sold it to Yisrael, which he's allowed to do. So being that he sold it to Yisrael, at this point, the Kohen's not entitled to it anymore. So now the only question is from this Taruvus of animals, is he entitled to the Zroi L'chaim and Keva or not? He is from 99 of them, he's not from the one. The Taina was that the one that he's not entitled to the Zroi L'chaim and the Keva, isn't he entitled to the whole animal? He was once entitled to the animal, he once had the animal. He had sold it back. And being that he had sold it back, had a mum, now he's allowed to eat it. But the point is, he had sold it back, and it's for that reason he doesn't have the taina mamon of shach. The only taina at this point that he would have is the taina of gimme the zroya l'chayayim in the keva. The halacha is, being that it's a suffix, even though there's a roi, 99 out of 100 says that the halacha is that you're chayiv in holchim b'mamon acher haroiv, and it's for that reason you don't have to give him exhal. So before we go weiter and learn a very nice Amid Gemara, just one ha'ara. So the daf began with Ula's memra. Ula ahaviyoiv matnosa l'kahanta. Ula used to give matnos kohuna, specifically the zroya l'choyayim and the keifa, not to a kohen. He would give it to the daughter of a kohen who was married to Yisrael. And then the Gemara says that in the yeshiva of Lezeb and Yaakov, they also paskin that way, kohen v'achilu kohenes. And then the Gemara brings maisei ravs from other Amayram. Rav Kahana, who was a Yisrael, achabal shvilishtei. Rav Papa, who was a Yisrael, achabal shvilishtei. Rav Yemar, achabal shvilishtei. Rav Yidi Baravin, achabal shvilishtei. Stating that, the Gemara said there was a dissenting view. Devei Rav Yishmol tana, kohen v'loy kohenes. The Mechaber, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen, Samach Aleph, Sif Katan Ches Paskins, Noisn and Oisam the Kohenes. As it relates to the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva, you can give it to a Kohenes, meaning a Bas Kohen, Afilu hi Nesuya l'Yisrael, even if she's married to a Yisrael, Vahan Noisnam L'Bai l'Yisrael,
And if you give it directly to the husband, kaya mitzvah sasina, even that's good. Vikolshkin says the mechabish abay liyisrael potam and amatonis. Meaning, if it's true that you can give the zoyel chayim and the keva to a yisrael that's married to a bas koyin, Kolshkin says in Shulchan Aruch, what's also going to be true, is that if you have a yisrael who's married to a bas koyin, you're going to be potter from giving the zroya, the lochayim and the keva. In other words, in halacha, it's paskin not like the vei Rabbi Yishmael, but rather like Ula and the vei Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, and like Rav Kahana and Rav Papa and Rav Yemar and Rav Idi Baravik. Rav Kiveger in his Zagoyis and Shulchan Aruch on this halacha right here says nistapakti. I had a safek. This halacha is brought down specifically with regards to one type of matnas kohuna, and that is the zroy l'chaim in the keva. It says in the Torah v'nasan l'koyin, and the halacha is you can give it even to a kohenes ke das roiv ha'mayroim in Chulin Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, and the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei is Simin Samach Aleph of Katan Ches. What about other matnas kohuna? Klaris Reb Kivega, for example, Pidyon Haben. So Pidyon Haben, the halacha is that if you have a firstborn child, assuming you meet all the criteria, you can check off all the boxes, the halach is you have to be paid to your son. You give chamesh slaim to a kohen. Are you allowed to give the chamesh slaim to a bas kohen who's married to Yisrael? Or even better, maybe go over to Yisrael straight, who's married to a bas kohen. So a Yisrael could be a kohen by a pidyon haben. How's it going to be a kohen? I thought you have to be a kohen. The teretz is it's a mefurish gemara. It's halach and shulchan aruch and yiridaya simin samach aleph. As like clerk Reb Kiveger says, Reb Kiveger, I think it's going to be totally in the two pshatim. Poshib Sharon, the Gemara in today's time. Meaning, the Gemara said that Ula haviyav matnasa l'kahanta. The Vei Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Tana, the same exact halacha. But we saw in the Gemara, we spoke this out, and we said this is going to be important when we come back to the raid. This is the raid. That there's two different pshatim in the Gemara, why it is that it would be okay to give the Zroi L'chaim the Keva to a Bas Koyin. Ula said the reason is because it says in the Torah, v'nasa l'kayin, kayin means even kayenes. Meaning the word kayen is lavdafka. It means even kayenes. I hear so many times but kayen means kayen. No, he says if you look at those parashas, it says a harin of anav. But if it just says v'nasal kayen and it doesn't mention a harin of anav, so it doesn't say male members of this tribe, it can be even the female members. Kayen v'afilu kayenes. That's what Ula said. The Vei Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and the Yeshiva Lezer ben Yaakov, they held not that way. They held kayen means v'loy kayenes. Why is it that you can give this Zroi L'chaim in the Keva even to a kayenes? Because over here it says the word kayen twice. And then it says again, "Menos on the kayen." Thus, you have two miyutim of kayenes, because kayen is memayit kayenes. Says Reb Kiveger, so there's two mahalchim in why you can give it to a kayenes. Ula said, because kayen means even kayenes. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said, it's because kayen really means v'loy kayenes, but the Torah said v'loy kayenes twice. Thus, emir tachamir el rabbis. If that's the case, pidyon haben, it says in the Torah you have to give it to a kohen, but it only says it once. It doesn't say it twice. So according to Ula, that Ula says kohen vafilu kohenes, you'd be able to give pidyon haben even to a bas kohen hanesur li Yisrael. So if you want, if you make a pidyon haben, you have a gerech to give it to a Yisrael. You would have no problem doing that. According to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, no, if it says the word kayin twice, it means kayin v'loy kayenes. It's tafka here where it says kayin twice. V'zeh yeh mishpat ha-kayanim, and then it says again v'nasal ha-kayin. But by the pidyon haben, it doesn't say it twice. Thus, over there, it's going to be kayin v'loy kayenes. Says Reb Kiveger, so libi oimeli, that it could be that when the Gemara said, Omar Rabino, I heard from Amema. Hilchas Agavasi the Rav, the Hilchas Agavasi the Rav Chizda, the Hilchas Agavasi the Ula, the Hilchas Agavasi the Rav Adam Rahava. So, Pasha, what does Hilchas Agavasi the Ula mean? Now, Loch is, you can give it, I feel like Gayanis. But now that we're saying there's a tremendous nafkimina la halacha between what Ula said and the way they learned Pshat in the same exact halacha in the Yeshiva Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, it could be Vashtait in them memruf and Hilchas Agavasi the Ula is not just you can give it to a Gayanis, but Hilchas Agavasi. It's because kayem means even kayenes. L'mayin afkimina, pidyon haben, you'd be able to give to a Yisrael. You wouldn't dafka have to give it to a kayem. Says Reb Kiveger, it's the very Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It's not Mr. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov either. It's not even a Bryce of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It's the Yeshiva. It's the Talmidim. But either way, says Reb Kiveger, but la'achara iyun, it's really a machlekes. It's really a machlekes rishonim. The Rambam in the end of the first parak in Hilchas Bikurim says mefurish that you have to give the pidyon haben dafka to a kohen. The Rambam says, V'chein pinyan ha-ben l'zichrei kohuna, sh'kein nem rabbi v'nasato ha-kesef le'aharoinu levonov.
Now, the truth is that pasuk is not referring to Pidyon HaBen. That's a pasuk of Parshas Bamidbar that's talking about the special Pidyon that took place in the Midbar.
Ve'in kamekoymai. U'petach hamar l'zichrei kohuna, shedina b'chayra is kulan shavu l'scharim v'loy l'nekevas.
But the bottom line is, it's mefurish in the Rambam. V'chein Pidyon HaBen l'zichrei kohuna. And it says, Reb Tiveger, he found that the Rosh in his Hilchas B'chayra says the same thing. And as I state in Raj Ben Shuvah, that as it relates to Pidyon HaBen, you have to give it dafka to a kohen. Stating that, says Kiveger, there is a Toisvis in Masechtes Kedushin Davches. It's one teretz in a Toisvis in Kedushin Davches, where Toisvis says not that way. The Gemara over there says, Rav Kahana shokal sudra b'pidyon haben. Rav Kahana used to take pidyon haben, and he would take a sudra for pidyon haben. Now that's a very lumdish, a very important Gemara, but the chiddush of the Gemara over there is that even though pidyon haben has to be five slotim, and a sudra is not worth five slotim, but Rav Kahana used to say, l'didi achshavali, I'm machshiv the sudr as five slum, and because I'm machshiv the sudr as five slum, therefore he was able to take the sudr in lieu of five slum. This is the inverse of bittel, right? Bittel chametz, even though the chametz has value, but I'm a vatal it. It's lehevik ahapredara. So you could take something that has value, and with your mind, with the power of your machshava, take, devalue it. It works in the reverse as well. And that's what Rav Kahana did. Rav Kahana took a sudra that had no value, and he said, to me, it's so chashev, and he would take it as chomesh shlom. Freak, toysa kasha, avarizik astira. And by the way, toysa asks the kasha, narsugi right here, kuflam and bezam and aleph. Freak, toysa, it's mashma from this gemara that Rav Kahana was a koyein. Rav Kahana is taking pinyan aben. Who do you give pinyan aben to? You give it to Kayanim. In our Gemara, it's before she was a Yisrael. Because the Gemara says, Rav Kahana, oh, Chabash Filishtoi. Rav Kahana used to take this royal Chaim in the cave because he was married to a Baskoi. The Chayra, if he himself was a Kayan, so he took him mitzad schus atzmoy. As I freak Toys Akasha. Toys is by us answers, and it's Toys' first heritage of Kedushin Dav Chesam and Alf. There were two Rav Kahanas. There was Rav Kahana, who was a Kayan, right? Most people whose last name is Kahana, Kohen, a Kayanim. So Rav Kahana, you would think, was a Kayan. And there was a Rav Kahana that was a Kayan. That's Rav Kahana in Kedusha Daf Chesam and Aleph. But then there was also Rav Kahana in Chulin Daf Kuflam and Bezam and Aleph. That Rav Kahana was in Yisrael. There were two different Rav Kahanas. V'oid Yeshloimar says, Toysus in Kedusha Daf Chesam and Aleph. Inami Yeshloimar. The pshat in that Gemara, Kedusha Daf Chesam and Aleph, is otu dezelbe pshat vi the Gemara in Chulin Kuflam and Bezam and Aleph. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say Rav Kahana was a Kohen. The Gemara doesn't say he got the first Aliyah. The Gemara doesn't say he did the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. He lived after the Churban. The Gemara doesn't say he duchened. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says Rav Kahana used to take pinyan aben. Okay, mazel tov. Our Gemara, the Gemara says he also took this royal lechaim in the keva. Why did he take this royal lechaim in the keva? Because he was married to a baskoi. Okay, so for the same reason he was able to take the pinyan aben. What was Tosfos Sofik? Why wasn't Tosfos, what's Tosfos Kashi even? Taiz has a stira. Here the Gemara says he took matnas, he took Zroel Chaim Keva. Here he took Pinyan Aben. Well, yeah, it's the same Gemara. It's because he was married to a Bas Kayan. He wasn't sure about this Shaila. Toysus was misopic in Reb Kiveger's Shaila. So he's like Reb Kiveger. But Al Kaponim, Hanis Bar Mi Toysus, Toysus and his Tuta Rutsim is not sure about the Shaila. Toysus in the first Teretz that was forced to be Mechadish, that there were two Rav Kahanas. Clearly he held that the Chiddush of our Sugya doesn't apply to Pinyan Aben. But Toysus in the second Teretz says that maybe not. Maybe just like the Gemara says with regards to Zroel Lechaim and Keva, you can take Bishvil Ishtoi. Maybe when it comes to Pinyan Aben, you could do the same thing. Bottom line is, Hezrab Kiveger comes out that it's a machlekes rishonim. I have a Rambam and then the first parak of Hilchas Bikurim. I have a Rosh in Hilchas Bechayris. I have a Raj ben Atshuva. And Toysvis in Mesechtes Chum, Koflam, and Bezam and Aleph. And Toysvis in the first Teretz in Kedushin Dav Chesam and Aleph. That all seem to say very clearly that this Chiddush of Ula Haviyov, the Matanto Lekahanta, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Too many Mapikes. But Matanto Lekahanta, that's only by the Israeli Chayim in the cave. But as it relates to Pidyon Aben, not. Toysvis in the Inami Yeshloimar says, not that way, but I'm going to tell you a davar nifla. That is the Hilchos Am Sofer in a tshuva, and this is in Yoredeya Simin Shin Aleph. So he wrote a tshuva as follows. He said, "Zeli kemoi shvuay shtayim shehein arba." So that's the poetic way of saying, you know, 2 to 4 weeks. Shvuay shtayim shehein arba. Never leave. Sha'amru shama mishmi, that they were saying over in a certain shtot in my name. Liftais haben al yedei Yisrael shalekech bishvil ishta kehenes. Chassam Sofer said that it was told to me that there's a rumor being spread in my name, the name of the Chassam Sofer, that it's okay to give Pinyan HaBen to someone that's a Yisrael, as long as he's married to a Bas Kohen. But Amarti l'Rabba Avram leheshiv shama kila yotze kemi meni, and I sent a shliach to go to that shtot and say that I never said this. Va'ato shamati ki hoder novat, but I heard that this rumor is really picking up steam. Al kein basi bishrusayim l'maylos kfei teirasi l'farsim sham berabin ki ha'omer kein mishmi. Anyone that says this over in my name, eshtoy mekamar u'leshamti la'moyer minei, his tongue should be ripped out of his mouth. Kidrav enu chulim pei dal. We had this recently in the Gemara. Either way, says the Chassam Sofer, but let me tell you what really happened. Where this rumor started, right? Rumors usually have a basis in something. So what's the basis of this rumor? V'gufa d'uvda hachi havi, v'subin hayinu b'yeshua haben. Chassam Sofer says, I was sitting at a pidyon haben, v'chotav echad u'birach, v'shachach lito rishos mikayim. And somebody goes, and he quickly chapped, and he made a bracha on the pinyan haben without asking rishos of a kohen. V'sochaku all of them. Everybody started laughing. They said, "Eich efshel the pinyan b'lei kohen." Meaning this person was a Yisrael. And he went ahead and he did the pinyan haben. So everybody started laughing. That's a pinyan haben. He made this a bracha of atalah. Right? They started making the litzonis of what happened over here. V'amarti, so the Chassam Sofer said, I was sitting there. I said, "Lachnisht, you're laughing is amiratzis." Meaning, it's not so poshit that just because this person's a Yisrael, that means he can't do pinyan haben. Why? Because kfar efshel l'shitas ha-toisves, ayidei kohenes nesuli Yisrael. There is a possibility. It's the inami yesh loimar. It's the second teretz of toisves gedushin. Daf ches hamen aleph. And said the Chassam Sofer v'gam hiflakdi. So again, they're sitting at a suda. This is sichas chulin shel tamid chachamim. He said, "Kerogel yisi lita." He said, "Turn to the oil man." He says, "Do you know that I used to give matnos kohuna zroya lechayim vekevi legisui zechrein lebracha to my shvager bal kohenes because my shvager is married to a kohenes." And I used to give it to my shvager. V'chein darki mamish b'chol yomtif. He says, "This is my derech every yomtif lishchay behema. I shech the behema ulaharfresh mimena matanois v'chein reishes hages." And he said, "This is my minig. This is something that I do." Now, parenthetically, do you have to give zroy l'chayim mekeva? That seems to be the buzz right now. So do you have to give zroy l'chayim mekeva v'zman hazeh? So the truth is halach and shulchan aruch. I mean, from the Mishnah's mashma, you do. You're b'fnei abayis, shloi b'fnei abayis. That it's Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz. So just to read the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go right there. Simin samach aleph sivkot and chof aleph. Matonis noyhagis b'chol mokoin. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, bein b'fnei abayis, bein shloi b'fnei abayis. V'yesh misha oimer she'ein noyhagis b'chutz la'aretz v'chein nargo. There you go. But the bottom line is, but the Chassam Sofer said that he used to do it. But he said that's only with regards to the Zroy l'chayim in the cable. Avul b'pidyon chalilali. I would never do what? Lahachriya bein toisvis v'harosh and all these rishonim that the Shver Reb Kivega quoted. So says the Chassam Sofer, they're spreading rumors that I said you're allowed to use a Yisrael that's married to a Bas Kohen for Binyan HaBen. Chalilali, I never said this. Chas v'sholom, these words never came out of my mouth. What then happened? What happened was, it was a Maisa Shoya Kachoya where Yisrael chat Binyan HaBen. Everybody started laughing. And the Chassam Sofer said, I said, lachnish. Lachnish, it's one day in a toisvis and kedushin. Daf ches hamen aleph, the only one learns this toisvis first say it there. So this is a toisvis that we know. Where toisvis says mefurish that it's okay. The bottom line is, and then he says, v'gam hiflakti, I went and I said that I have the minig that I give the Zroy L'chayim in the keva, and I used to give it to my shvager. My shvager wasn't even a kohen, but I used to give it to him anyways, you know, because his wife was a Bas Kohen. But with regards to Pidyon HaBen, I never said it. So I'll tell you something interesting. Who is this shvager of the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer was referring to that he used to give? So I have the sefer called Likutei Ha'arois. I picked it up recently. It's not so easy to find. But it's 5 volumes on Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, just on Yeridei Allah. So this was a very thorough work that was done on Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So on Simen Shin Aleph, Toich Dvarev, he brings as follows. Gisoy Shal Maronzal, this shvager, Kanira Shuachi Ishtoi, it was his wife's brother, Harishayna, his first wife's brother. So Chassam Sofer was married twice. His second wife was Reb Kivega's daughter. But this was his first wife's brother, Reb Hirsch Yorowitz. It was Reb Hirsch Yorowitz. So I'll just tell you something interesting. Who exactly was Reb Hirsch Yorowitz? You have to know the rest of the story. So I'm reading from the Sefer Chutah Mesholish. Chutah Mesholish was written by the Chassam Sofer Zeinikel. This is very, very authoritative as it relates to the history of the Chassam Sofer. So he's discussing the early years of the Chassam Sofer, when the Chassam Sofer got married for the first time. Vine, kfar bo bayomim, asho hayu roi livna yisloi bayis, ki igiya ha'ish l'perika ish mekadesh, and the Chassam Sofer was in a city called Prosnitz, and hoisa Shom isha tznua achas bas harav moira goyle ramoisha yoru itzatzal shoyu of bezn beirahi v'kfar noch nafshe derav. And this Rav had passed away. Ubnoi harebini Rab Hersh Yorowitz, his son, Rab Hersh Yorowitz, Omad al Yemin Achoisei, he was taking care of his sister, and he made up that he's going to marry you. He was also a big gvir, and he was promising grace a kest. Bekitzer, Chassam Soif was a young boy, and he's living in that, he's in that shtetl over there. And this Rav Hersh Yorowitz, who took upon himself to marry off his sister, and he's promising a big nod, and he hears that there's a young child, Moshe Seifer, here, and he decided that he wanted him for his sister. He told me he's going to support him. He'll take care of everything. He promised the Chassam Soif will be able to sin and learn. You won't have to worry about anything. They sat down and they drank l'chaim. Moshe was referring, of course, to the Chassam Sofer, wanted to settle there, and you know he's getting married now. But before that, he went back home to get a bracha from his mother and to get a bracha from his rabbeim, the Hafla and Rab Nosson Adler, respectively. And he tells how the Hafla wasn't maskim to the Shidduch, and Rab Nosson Adler was also not maskim to the Shidduch. But the Chassam Sofer felt that being that he gave his word to this girl that he was going to marry her, he didn't want to renege on what he said he was going to do. And even though his role models and his mentors were not maskim to the Shidduch that he himself had agreed to, he felt he was going to move forward with it. So he goes back to Prosnitz, and he gets married, and he settles with his wife. This shvager, who had promised to take care of him, he became a yoyrid. He lost all his money. But Chassam Sofer was so immersed in his learning, he didn't realize this crisis that was going on in his shvager's house. He was living in his shvager's house, but he didn't realize this. He had no idea what was going on. He was just so orangutan in his learning. Because this Rav Hersh Yorowitz, he took care of his shvager, the Chassam Sofer. And even though he had no money, and he had literally had nothing to give him, but the little bit of bread that he had, he served him kalechem aponim b'ponim yofos. So it's unbelievable. Hister gisei my mother b'lefanav. He says until one Friday night. Hibit Rav Moshe ala shivcha asher al roish zugasai. V'leihoisa shal Shabbos. He said he looks at his wife and he sees that she's wearing the vachin de getichel. She wasn't wearing her Shabbos tichel. And he goes on to say v'leihoisa regilus shen nashim loif shoyis shivachais mirukomais b'zav b'Shabbos. The women, they used to wear a special tichel on Friday night, it was gold on it, and the Chassam Sofer noticed that his wife didn't have that. So he asked him, "Kasha Shalu Zagasi Manishtana Halayla Zem Mikol Lele Shabbosos." Ansava Amra, she said, "The Demasa Lechia," as tears were rolling down her cheeks. Yan Le Hoysa the Beisachia Moyes Al Yain Kiddush Avurim. He said, "We literally didn't have money to buy wine for Shabbos. Al Kain Mishkenahi Mitznafta Al Yain Kiddush." So she gave her tichel as a mashkin. It's like this. There should be wine for Shabbos. Ukeshamay Zois. When the Chassam Sofer heard this, and then he realized what was going on in the house, and that there was no money, and all this nad and everything that he was promised, it was all gone. Az hiskim b'libay. See, he decided shloi lahachbet uloi oyd al gisa. He says, it's not fair. He says, what? My shvager supporting me doesn't have any money. He doesn't even have money for Shabbos for himself. How's he going to support me? He's literally taking the bread off his own table and he's giving it to me. And the Chassam Sofer said that it's wrong. So he turned to his shvager and he told him, I'm going to find a job. But he didn't really know what to do. So he went to a tailor and he decided that he's going to learn how to knit. He's going to learn how to sew. And he's going to become a tailor. And the Chassam Sofer said that Kain Hoya Gam Bedoiris or Rishoyin of Bimea Tanav Amirav, Keninza Harbe Pome Betalmud, Asha Esparnis Wa Yede Malacha Kalavino Kamashi. And he felt that that's what he needs to do. That was the responsible thing for him to do. And that's what he was going to do. Avokosha Yoyser, Mikafisha Tir Latzma Hoya Lea Dover. But it turned out that it was much more difficult for the Chassam Sofer to learn how to become a tailor than he thought it was going to be. Kikfarigia Bishonim, he was already a little bit older at an age where it's not so easy to learn something new. He was 30 years old. But either way, so then he decided, you know what, maybe I'll become a Rav. He says, I'm not, the tailor's just not working out. So maybe I'll become a Rav. They came to him and the Chassam Sofer got his first dollar. And of course, the rest is history, needless to say. But it's interesting. So who's this Rabbi Harish Yerowitz coming full circle that the Likutei Aris thinks was the Shvager that the Chassam Sofer was referring to in Yerideya Simin Shin Aleph, that he used to give the Zroyah L'chayayim and the Keva to, even though he wasn't a Kayin? It's this Shvager who had married him off, this Shvager who had promised him Kest, who had promised to support him, L'maisa, it didn't work out. He was Maisa Nefesh for the Chassam Sofer until the Chassam Sofer uncovered what was really going on. But apparently he was an Oniva Evyoin, and the Chassam Sofer maybe wouldn't have done this L'katchila, I don't know. But it could be, the rest of the story is that this was a year that he had tremendous Sakaris Atoif too, and this was also a year that was struggling mightily financially, and the Chassam Sofer felt, I have an opportunity to be mechazik him. So even though he's not mechuyev to give Zroi l'chaim and keva b'zman hazev, yesh mi she'oyma she'ena ne'agas b'chutz la'aretz v'chein na'agu, the Minhag Yisrael is not to do it, certainly not in chutz la'aretz, but the Chassam Sofer felt anyways that this was the right thing to do. Again, just a little bit of the rest of the story, and on that note, zogt the Gemara, fight, it's already 50 minutes, wow. The listni, shaychet, l'koyin, l'oivdei koychavim, patam anam tonos. So for Yisrael, shechts on behalf of a koyin or on behalf of a guy, so the halach is, he's patam anam tonos. Fight the Gemara. Essentially, what the Mishnah is saying is that a Kohen or Ovi Kechavim doesn't have to give the Zroi L'chaim and Keva. So why is the Mishnah saying it in such a roundabout way? If Yisrael shecht on behalf of a Kohen, just say simple, of a Kohen shecht. Amar Rav, as I say, Meres, you see from here, Adin Im HaTavach. It's coming to teach me the halacha that we spoke at already twice this morning. And that is that although the Manis Kun is going to come from the animal, but the one that's responsible is the Shaychet, and we know that from this Lashon HaMishnah, Doresh Rafa. It says, V'zeh yiyah mishpat ha-koyanim me'eis ha'om me'eis zoivchei ha-zevach. It says me'eis ha'om v'loi me'eis ha-koyanim. And that's how we know that koyanim are exempt from the Zroi L'chaim and Keva. What about a Levi? So that's Levi Sofik. Rav Sofik. When the Torah says zoivchei ha-zevach, havi oimer afilu tabach koyan b'mash. But that's coming to include that butcher, that's a Kohen, who's shechting on behalf of the Yisrael, in that case, he is going to be chayef. Zok the Gemara. So on the note of Kohanim being potter from Zroi L'chaim in the Keva, the Gemara tells a story. Ush bezichne de Rav Tavlo Kohen Hava. Rav Tavlo was staying in somebody's house, and his host was a Kohen. Tavdochek le'milseh. And he was struggling mightily. Also, the Kamid Rav Tavlo. He went to Rav Tavlo. And he asked Rav Tavlo. He gave him a kvittel. He asked him for a bracha. He said, maybe you can help me out. I'm struggling with parnasa. Amalei told him, Zilish tate b'habi tabach Yisrael. I have a good idea for you. You know, you're a Kohen. You're a very valuable resource. Because Yisraelim have a chiyuv to give Zroi L'chaim and Keva. But if they have a partner, that's a Kohen. Now ready their partner. What you should do is you should offer your services, go over to a Yisrael, tell him, I'm willing to be your partner. And like this, he'll benefit because he's partner from the Zroi L'chaim and the Keva. And once you're his partner, you're going to be entitled to something. This is a good business, right? You could do volume, you can make a lot of money. So he told it. See, the migu de patshu, the miftari mi matnasa, mishtatvi badach. Right, makes sense. So the Gemara says, Chayvi Reb Nachzi went ahead and he did it. And you had this new business was formed, LLC, they set it up. And this Yisrael, who has a Koyan partner, they go and they opened up a butcher store. And they started selling meat. Reb Nachman was the Mar Daaser. Reb Nachman goes over to the butcher, he says, why are you giving the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva? So he told him, what do you mean? I have a partner that's a Koyan. He said, who cares? So he told him there, go believe Rav Tavla Patron. What do you mean? Rav Tavla said, I got this plan. Amalei zil apik. Go give the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva. Eloi, and if you don't, mafkin alach Rav Tavla mi'unach. I'm going to take Rav Tavla out of your ears. Because he was being sharp. And he told him that you can't do this. Also, Rav Tavla came to Rav Nachman. So Rav Tavla himself now went to Rav Nachman. Rav Tavla told Rav Nachman, my time of and my hachi. Why are you doing this? What do you mean? I'm right. What you're saying isn't correct. If Yisrael has a partner that's a Kohen, he's parted from the Zroi L'chaim and the Keva. Amalei said, he told him, Rav Acha bar Chanina midroimu. Because Rav Acha bar Chanina came from the south. Omar, he said, Omar, the name of Rav Shua ben Levi, that Ziknei Dorim Amru, that the elders of the south said, Kohen Tabach, a Kohen, that's a butcher, Shtayim v'sholei Shabbos, he's parted. He himself is parted from the Zroi L'chaim and the Keva. But once he goes into the business of selling meat, he opens a commercial
entity, at that point it changes. What's the halacha? For 2 or 3 weeks, he's partner from giving the Zorah L'chaim in the Keva, but Mikam the Elachai v'matonis. Amalais, Rav Tavla told, okay, v'le evelim mar mios k'ravach v'chanino, at least let us be partner for 2 or 3 weeks. Amalais, he told him back, hani midloi kove maschasa. Avalacha kove maschasa. It's true, I would be okay with it for 2 or 3 weeks, but that's only if you didn't set up a minyan. What's the whole vart of 2 to 3 weeks versus not 2 to 3 weeks? After 2 or 3 weeks, people know about it. So once people know about it, they, you see, you have a store, you have a business that people are aware of. At that point, even the Koyim has to give the Zorah L'chayayim and the Keva. But as it relates to you, being that people know about it immediately, so even before 2 or 3 weeks, I have no choice to be Mechayim. So a Koyim is parted from the Zorah L'chayayim and the Keva, stating that if he has a commercial business, then already the halachas change. We'll see more about this in Yetz Hashem tomorrow.